Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sorry for the inconvenience. A memoir by Farah Naz Rishi is a poignant and compelling insight into the life of a Pakistani-American woman navigating the complexities of culture, identity, and personal growth. This memoir delves into the intricate experiences of Rishi as she embarks on a transformative journey of self-discovery amid the challenges of balancing her dual heritage. Through vivid storytelling and introspective reflections, Rishi artfully explores themes of belonging, resilience, and the pursuit of one's true self. With a narrative that resonates on multiple levels, this book offers a unique perspective that is both deeply personal and universally relatable. Farah Naz Rishi invites readers to walk alongside her in a candid exploration marked by humor, heartache, and ultimately, hope. Her story is not just a testament to her individual experiences, but also an exploration of broader narratives surrounding diaspora, assimilation, and the forging of one's own path in a world defined by expectations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cultural identity. In Sorry for the Inconvenience, a memoir, Farah Naz Rishi delves deep into her cultural identity as she navigates life as a Pakistani-American woman. This aspect of her memoir uncovers the duality of being caught between two worlds: the rich traditions of her Pakistani heritage and the contemporary American culture she grew up in. This section of the book reveals Rishi's struggles and achievements in reconciling these two worlds, from the traditional family values and expectations placed upon her to the modern influences shaping her personal beliefs and identity. Her journey is a testament to the inner conflict many individuals face when trying to honor their heritage while embracing their individuality. Rishi's reflections highlight the subtle and overt challenges of maintaining cultural fidelity while seeking personal freedom, serving as both a mirror for those who share similar experiences and a window for those who wish to understand them. Secondly, family dynamics. Family plays a critical role in shaping Farah Naz Rishi's narrative in this memoir. The dynamics within her household serve as both a foundation and a point of contention throughout her life. The memoir explores her relationships with her parents and siblings, illustrating how each family member contributes to her understanding of self and cultural belonging. Rishi candidly shares her experiences growing up in a family that operates under the principles of love and duty, yet often feels the pull of traditional expectations. Her exploration of these dynamics provides insight into how familial pressure can affect personal growth and decisions. Whether it's through emotional anecdotes or honest commentary, this theme underscores the enduring impact that family has on Rishi's journey, illustrating both conflict and support as an integral part of her evolution. Thirdly, search for belonging. The search for belonging emerges as a profound theme in Farah Naz Rishi's memoir as she recounts her experiences of not fully fitting into either of her cultural worlds. Her narrative takes readers through the inner turmoil and external challenges she faces while striving to carve a space where she feels accepted and understood. Rishi's journey emphasizes the universal quest for identity and acceptance amidst an environment of cultural expectations and societal norms. Her memoir illustrates how her interactions and relationships, whether personal or professional, are colored by her ongoing effort to find a community that embraces her whole self. Through her candid reflections, Rishi illustrates the deep-seated desire to belong and the fulfillment that comes when one finds their tribe, ultimately redefining what belonging truly means. Fourthly, resilience and personal growth. Resilience is a key theme woven throughout Rishi's memoir, highlighting her ability to thrive despite the adversities she faces. Her life's journey is marked by numerous challenges that test her strength and resolve, from cultural clashes and familial expectations to personal shortcomings and societal pressures. Rishi's story unfolds to reveal how adversity has been a catalyst for personal growth and development. The memoir captures her moments of vulnerability, introspection, and triumph, emphasizing that resilience is not merely the ability to endure, but also the capacity to rise and transform. Her experiences offer valuable lessons about overcoming obstacles, embracing change, and the undeniable power of personal evolution. These insights make her memoir not just an intimate account of her life, but a source of inspiration for anyone facing adversity. Lastly, humor and humanity. Farah Naz Rishi's memoir is suffused with humor, providing a refreshing balance to the heavier themes explored within its pages. Her ability to find lightness and joy amidst hardship is a testament to her perspective on life. Humor becomes both a survival mechanism and a lens through which she processes her experiences, enabling her to connect deeply with her audience. Coupled with her humor is a profound humanity, a fundamental sensitivity to the world and people around her. Rishi's stories often reveal poignant truths about human nature, relationships, and the intricate dance of joy and sorrow. By infusing humor into her narrative, she invites readers to engage with her story more fully, breaking down barriers and fostering understanding and empathy. This combination of humor and humanity enriches her memoir, making it an engaging and enlightening experience for readers. In conclusion, Sorry for the Inconvenience, a memoir by Farah Naz Rishi, is a compelling read for anyone who seeks to understand the complexities of cultural duality, as well as those on their own journey of self-discovery. This memoir is particularly beneficial for readers who have experienced the challenges of balancing cultural expectations with personal growth, offering them in-depth insights into the struggles and celebrations inherent in this process. Through her narrative, Rishi provides an empathetic and honest portrayal of finding oneself amidst conflicting cultural identities, resonating deeply with those who have walked a similar path or wish to understand it better. Her story exemplifies the power of resilience and humor in overcoming adversity while fostering empathy and connection in a world that often emphasizes differences over similarities. Readers can gain valuable life lessons on embracing authenticity and forging one's path with courage and determination, ultimately finding strength in vulnerability and beauty in the intricate tapestry of cultural diversity. If you would like to support Farah Naz Rishi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.